It's one of the most ubiquitous songs worldwide ever, but could there be more hits coming after Thriller from Michael Jackson? An album of never-before-released recordings, our partner The New York Times reports this morning, the estate of Michael Jackson may be about to sign a contract with Sony that's worth somewhere between $200 to $250 million. For more, we go now to BBC business correspondent Duncan Bartlett. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
So how did they strike this deal on the estate of Michael Jackson? Who negotiated for Jackson?
Well, we don't know all the details of it yet. We're expecting a full statement from the lawyers who represent Michael Jackson's estate a little bit later on and from Sony Music International. What we do know is that they're talking about 10 projects over the next 7 years. And as you say, the figure that's been reported in both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal is between $200 and $250 million. Well, that outstrips any kind of recording deal that we've seen recently, even the big deals between Jay-Z and Madonna and their record companies and live promotion companies. It's even more money than that. It's interesting, though, that we're talking about 10 projects here, because that doesn't necessarily mean 10 new albums. Indeed, it's obviously very doubtful that there's enough material for that. There probably are songs that were recorded at around the time of Thriller that could be released as a separate album of outtakes. But we could also be talking about computer games. And as we're talking quite a long time in the future here, possibly things that are going to be coming onto the market in 8 or 9 years' time, who knows what will be on offer? It may not necessarily be a new album or CD in the way that we understand it. It could be something else, perhaps connected with a mobile phone application. So this is obviously a very lucrative deal for the Michael Jackson estate. But it's also important to Sony to try to recover some of the money, because Michael Jackson effectively used Sony Entertainment as a bank, against which he borrowed a great deal of money. And when he died, he had enormous debts. So the company is very keen to make sure that they recover some of the money that they effectively lent Michael Jackson during his lifetime by getting him to pay it back after his death.
Perhaps $200 or $250 million this deal is valued at, John, for the maybe some new material from Michael Jackson, maybe just some video games.
Well, it's a very valuable sort of a chest of treasures there in the family.
That, of course, is Duncan Bartlett from our partner, the BBC.
Hendrix lived long after his death, you know.
Right.
Hendrix had tons of tapes.
But since, you know, we want to take this moment, since we're already talking about music, I think this is a good moment to kind of take a look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees last night. We've been saying in the headlines all today about...
Half of the control room stayed up and watched that last night.
Did they? Is that why they're tired today? The Genesis, of course, we've been playing clips of Genesis all day, but, you know, having spent so long in Detroit, how could we not give a few props to Iggy and the Stooges?
Well, that's rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you think rock and roll, they've been nominated 7 times. And actually, one of the band members in his speech last night said, we were beginning to think we'd have to take pride in not getting in. Mm.
The Hollies got in. They're a rock act.
Right, absolutely.
But I don't know about these guys. ABBA? Do they belong in there?
Maybe in Sweden. This is hard hitting. I don't know. I don't actually know the pop scene in Sweden. Do you know the general?
No.
Yeah, so maybe.
ABBA is ABBA. You can't argue with ABBA.
Well, I mean, in terms of popularity, I mean...